For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. While some Arkansans are taking the necessary precautions to protect their physical health through diet and exercise, many people still aren't managing their emotional well-being. Wally Goddard is a professor of family life for the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. After reviewing research, Goddard started a new curriculum that helps people build better relationships, and it's being distributed statewide through the Cooperative Extension Service.
So I'm Wally Goddard, professor of family life.
And Dr. Goddard, this is American Heart Month, and we've done so many stories on heart health. And of course, yesterday was Valentine's Day. But when it comes to matters of the heart, emotional health is so important, so key.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about the things we should do to take good care of our hearts. But we sometimes don't talk very much about the things we can do to make our relationships healthy. That is, not the physical heart, but the metaphorical one, that quality of our intentions and quality of our hearts that really is so important in getting along with other people. And what we've discovered as we've looked at the research is that there are some very specific things we can do that'll make a big difference in our relationships.
From your research, but also probably from your interactions with different people, different family members, what seems to be the common denominator at first when it comes to matters of the heart, the problems that we face and how sometimes we fail to adequately deal with those issues?
We often talk about the problems with our hearts and heart disease. We say also that we get sometimes hardening of the categories. That is, we have hearts that are narrow-minded, shall we say, hearts that are not gracious and open. And one of the important discoveries of research in the last few years has been the discovery of bias or distortion in the way we see each other and understand each other and make sense of our relationships. And those biases keep us from being able to be peaceful and get past our conflicts and differences because we just don't see correctly. We don't see each other accurately.
And so let's delve into some of what you've learned through your research, some of the key things that people need to be aware of and do to promote good emotional heart health.
Well, given that one of our biggest problems in relationships is that we don't see each other accurately, that we have biases, and we incidentally list seven that are widely observed, everything from fundamental attribution bias to confirmation bias, negativity bias. There are several biases in the way we see and understand. And to get past that hardening of the categories, it requires, we think, three things. The first is humility. Humility, that openness to others and their views. And instead of trying to impose our way of seeing things on everyone around us, we really work to understand others and appreciate their point of view. The second factor that we think is recommended by recent research is compassion. Compassion, that willingness to understand the feelings, the needs, the pains, the struggles of the people in our lives. And then the third one is positivity. And boy, the research lately has said so much about positivity, about the healthiest relationships. The ones that will endure and be satisfying are where there are five positives for each negative. So positivity turns out to be an enormous factor in healthy relationships.
Well, and I guess if you don't have some of these core tenets, how can you invite some of that good energy in? How can you reshape your life or reshape your thinking?
I think one of the really interesting discoveries is that if people want to be more open to each other, there are two keys in the process of becoming more open. And the first one is to be aware that we're all biased. We all see imperfectly. We impose our own meanings on the people around us. So realizing that we are biased, and then the second part is to realize the errors in our own story. That is to think, you know, I'll bet you I haven't fully appreciated what they're feeling, or I bet I don't fully understand what their needs and concerns are. And the willingness to do those things really opens us up to some new discoveries. And the good news, in my opinion, is that while some people may be able to do this easier than others, all of us can do it. There's a formula that we can follow that involves that humility, compassion, and positivity. And when we consciously work at that, it really makes a difference in the quality of our relationships. I guess one of the things that sets the stage for all of this work is that we often, when we want to fix problems in relationships, we gain more knowledge and we refine our skills. But the part, of course, that that leaves out is we all know lots of things we ought to do and we don't do them. And that's where I think we move from skill to will. It's the willingness to apologize, to help out, to express love. We know what we ought to do and we know how to do it, but sometimes we're not willing to do it. So I'd say that willingness is really the focus of what our new program is all about.
Professor, thank you for your time.
You bet. Malcolm, it's good to visit with you.
Professor Wally Goddard's new program titled Getting Our Hearts Right, Three Keys to Building Better Relationships, is a 12-page booklet that's available for free at every county extension office in Arkansas. Those three keys to building better relationships: humility, compassion, and positivity. For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover.